This is Family First Records CEO, Nonchalantlyze. You are now tuning in to the Cody Springer Show. Cody Springer. The Cody Springer Show. Cody, you are now tuned in to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode 104. Today, I have Mac Montana on the podcast, and Mac's been on the show before. You know, he's made two appearances on the show before this one, with Two Shot Gabe was the first episode, and then he also made an appearance with Nonchalantlyze last month. But this is our first one-on-one podcast that we've done, and man, I'm telling you what, you guys are going to be in for quite a podcast, because we talk about not only Mac, his music and stuff, but and we just dove into a lot of taboo conversation, you know, like with conspiracies and aliens, UFOs, COVID-19, you know, just a lot of controversial hot button topics. And you know, I definitely think you guys are going to be interested to hear what he and I had to say about all of that here on this podcast. So without any further ado, my interview with Mac Montana. What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Got another exclusive interview for you guys today. I got Mac Montana here on the show, and this is Mac's third appearance on the show. He's been in two other podcasts, one with Two Shot Gabe. That was back in March, and then he did another one last month with Nonchalantlyze, but now we're doing this one-on-one, and Mac, how's it going, man?
Hey, chillin', little vibes.
So, over the last week, you have a mixtape out, Montana the Don, on SoundCloud, and, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and get it out of the way. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time about it, but, you know, we gotta bring it up. You've been involved in a feud here as of late with Boy NBN and other Records Broken artists. So for those of you who may, for those of listening right now that may not know what's going on or how this whole thing started, go ahead and tell your side of the story.
So homie hit me up. Basically, he said you refer him to me, whatever. And I just told him, I'm like, yo, I'm down to work with anybody. It's just, I've been doing free features for like 7 years. So I was like, yo, I just need to charge you. It's not that much, $50, whatever. And I sent him to my manager. And I guess he kept talking about how he wanted to do like an international collab, even though I had a collab with somebody from South Africa already. And I don't know if he just, yeah, he just got mad about the fact that I was charging him, I guess. So that's how it started.
Right, and that resulted in multiple diss tracks being exchanged. Nonchalantlyze got into it, and then also Kevlar from Records Broken also got involved into it, made it personal, and you had to respond to him as well. How do you feel about how things have transpired now, and do you consider the beef to be over on your end?
Well, I'm going to clear the air now. First off, it wasn't really a beef. I just wanted to see if they really was, like, on that shit. Because supposedly, I mean, in his head, he's nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling nobody they suck, but, like, you're not nice. You know what I'm saying? And he just, I don't know, it just went from there. I mean, Boy NBN and I talked over the phone. It was like, yo, I respect your craft or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But he just wanted to keep going because he wanted to show everybody that he's lyrical.
Right, and, you know, I talked about this a couple days ago with Zay when I talked to him and his brother John Martinez, you know, and Boy NBN, he believes that the beef's not over with you guys, but I don't know. I just kind of feel like he's holding on to a grudge that really shouldn't even be held on to, you know?
I mean, that's battle rap for you, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to want to show their talent, you know what I'm saying? But and in my eyes and Zay's eyes, it's over, man. Like, we already won. Like, nip that shit in the bag, bro. Like, I told MBN himself, like, you should just go play a sport or something, bro.
I mean, like, yeah, just being a dead horse at this point. But but as far as the other songs you got on the mixtape, you got the song "Fighting My Pain," which I thought, I thought that was just really deep, and another thing too, you know, you don't get a whole lot of that today, you know, like rappers like really talking about like deep stuff. So where is the creative inspiration for "Fighting My Pain"?
To be honest with you, I got that song because I was fucking going through a situation that I'm actually currently going through right now. And I don't know, I just felt like it was the right place for it. Then again, there's no other songs like that on the tape, but that was the whole point, to make that song stand out. And that's where the shit came from.
So, like, when you sit down and think of songs to rap about, or even, you know, write down, like do you kind of struggle with talking about like personal stuff, or is it just natural to you?
I mean, see, I got this thing, like, this whole process, like, if, like, all right, so I was chilling with my boy when I recorded that, and he's on the song, but then again, I put it as him being on the song as a remix that's going to be dropped on the album. So when I was writing that song, I just had the song written down. I didn't have a beat. And he pulled up a beat, and we both looked at each other. We was like, yeah, this is it right here. So that's how that song went. And then, like, the whole process of writing it, I have this thing where if I hear a certain beat, I get into that pain bag, and then I just get into my zone and shit.
And then also you got the freestyle "Changes," which was produced by Morbid, which I haven't really been connected with him yet. I know Zay mentioned him on the podcast we did 2 days ago. But what was it like working with him?
He's a real fucking creative dude, bro. Like, I like this craft a lot. He was actually posting my shit on his page, and he posted the diss track for Boy MBN. And then, with that song, I just heard Zay did one of his beats, and I DM'd him immediately, like, yo, we gotta work. And I found that beat, and that was, like, perfect fit.
Nice. It's always good to work with people who are just, like, serious about working like you are, you know? And I've noticed that about you, you know, and Zay. Like, I mean, you guys are serious about your craft, and you're always willing to work with artists who have that same dedication and work ethic as you guys do.
Yeah, bro.
So you have another name that you go by, and that's 3K Montana. I mean, you kind of touched on this on the last podcast. It's you know, talking about the third kind. Like, I mean, is that kind of like with aliens and stuff like that, or like paranormal stuff, or where does that 3K stem from?
That whole 3K movement is this music group I'm with, and we all on that alien type shit, you know what I'm saying? The CEO of that, shout out to Cuckoo, you know, he started that shit, and it's been around since I was like 12 years old, but I was always on some different music shit, and then, like, I just ended up grouping with them, and shit just went crazy from there. But the whole 3K Montana is like, when you see me rapping about that third concert, that's when 3K Montana comes out. When you hear all the other shit, that's when Mac Montana comes out. You know what I'm saying?
And so, do you believe in the existence of aliens?
Yeah, I do. But then again, there's a lot of, like, conspiracy type shit. But I believe in it, but I don't believe that the shit that people have been seeing nowadays, like supposedly UFO sightings, I think that's fucking like holographic shit. But I do believe in aliens itself. Aliens are real.
You say you think UFOs are holographic? Like, explain that to me.
Okay, so there's a thing that a lot of people are not talking about that's actually called Project Bluebeam. And the whole Project Bluebeam thing is when people say that they've seen sightings of UFOs or if they've seen Jesus in the sky, like, it's a whole thing, like, there's a thing where, like, shows be, like, predicting the shit, but a lot of people are not talking about it, and I think, like, a lot of UFOs that people are seeing nowadays are, like, holographic shit.
Really? Man, that's definitely new, because, like, I mean, I don't really dive deep into the conspiracy rabbit hole, but there are things out there that I think are just, like, questionable, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when it comes to, like, aliens, do you believe that they're kind of like us in a way, or are they, like, the aliens that are depicted in, like, movies and shit?
Nah, definitely not the whole movie shit. Like, people do shit in certain shit in movies to, like, throw people off, but I really think they're more like us, because if you think about it, people are always on this thing where talking about, you know what I'm saying, heaven and hell, and I'm not saying I don't believe that, but then again, this is a place, Earth is a place to where anything can happen, good or bad, so I really feel like aliens would be here type shit, you know what I'm saying, not on their own planet, it's just someone wouldn't notice them.
Right, and that's another thing too, and I've said this, you know, to multiple people throughout my life, that, you know, we can't be the only forms of life on this planet, man. There's got to be other groups of, I don't know if you would call them humans, but, you know, there's got to be other forms of life besides us here on Earth.
Yeah, for real.
You know, because, like, we got all these different planets and shit, and, like, I mean, you can't tell me that there can't be other life out there, you know? But then again, we don't know because we're not able to travel that far.
Yeah, well, then again, in my head, I feel like, you know, the government be trying to hide shit like that from us because how people would react to certain shit like that. Because, like, the pandemic thing, that's a whole fucking thing that people, I believe it's fake, to be honest, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like if the government was really to tell us what's going on, then we wouldn't be able to handle it in the right way. So I think that's what's going on here.
Right. I think you do bring up a valid point because, you know, I do believe that the government does keep a lot of things under wraps, especially about that kind of thing. You know, because look at Area 51, you know, I mean, what is going on at Area 51 mm-hmm. that we can't know about?
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, man. And you know, and they depict this shit in movies too, you know? And like obviously the government's not gonna like prevent these movies from coming out, but you know, they put out these kinds of movies to make you wonder about shit.
See, that's where the whole predictive programming shit comes in, because there's a lot of shit that people see and they're so blind to it. Like The Simpsons, they fucking call everything, or a fucking there's a movie called The Belko Experiment. They called a lot of shit that's going on nowadays, and yeah, it's the whole predictive programming shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just that the government can't block shit like that, so.
Right, yeah, The Simpsons, I don't know how the hell, like, that's another thing, too. Like, I, you know, covered this when I did my TV show with my friend Marcel, CNM Entertainment. You know, we talked about The Simpsons and how they're able to predict everything. Like, do they all know this shit's going to happen in advance? You know, like, do they have this advanced knowledge?
Yeah, see, that's the whole shit that's kind of, like, scary. But then again, there's a lot of people that know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? And certain people, like I said, the government's just not going to come out and tell us this shit. So we have to rely on shows like that or movies or some shit to tell us what's going on. And the shit that happens in these shows and movies actually happens in the future.
And then back on your point about predictive programming, do you think that there is predictive programming in music as well?
Yeah, there's a see, I'm not really into this artist, but it's one of Zay's big inspirations is Prodigy, and Prodigy was putting a lot of that shit in music, and I really feel like, well, Zay told me he feels like that's the reason why he got killed, because he was putting out too much information, especially in music, because in music, a lot of people wouldn't express that, because music is a big thing now. Like, I feel like certain people can't live without music, so they're gonna listen to the music. And he was putting a lot of that shit out, and that's what got him killed.
Oh, wow. I mean, like, that would make sense for sure. But then again, you know, a lot of people have said this about other artists too being killed, you know, because of they spoke out. Kind of like, you know, with Michael Jackson, you know, a lot of people believe Michael Jackson was actually murdered. And he didn't overdose on the sleeping medication because, you know, Michael Jackson was speaking out and exposing the truth about a lot of things, and that's why he died.
Yeah, that's facts, because there was actually, I don't know if you know about this, but there was actually an audio of Michael Jackson. I think it was him telling his sister that he feels like he's going to be killed for the certain shit he knows or he talks about. And I seen it. The audio is actually everywhere. And yeah, shit like that. I think people are just woke to this shit. And they're trying to find, like, different ways to express it without, like, alarming the government. But anything alarms the government now. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what happened.
And that's just crazy to me, man. You know, the fact that, you know, you could be killed for, like, speaking out like that, you know? You put a target on your back, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just don't know. You know, they can come for you in your sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever been, like, conscious of that? You know, like, oh, I don't know if I should talk about this because it could come back to haunt me later.
I mean, to be honest, I'm that type of person right now. All right, we're in a day and age where, like, all right, let's put it more towards this year. This is a year that a lot of people are waking up. You know what I'm saying? And I was always blind to this shit. I started learning about this shit, like, not even a year ago. But for me, it's like, if you're going to kill me, then just do it. But for me, in my sense, I'm trying to put out as much as, like, news as people can get. Because a lot of people, they're gonna, if something does happen, like a war or something, or something that they're trying to hide, people are not going to be prepared for it. And this is why, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put out as much as shit so people could be actually woke to the shit and be prepared for when this happens.
And that's another thing, too. You know, you said that people are waking up, especially this year, more and more. You know, I've considered myself to be a woke individual ever since I learned that 9/11 could have been an inside job, you know? And ever since then, I've questioned every single thing that the government's put out there, you know. I'm like, oh, is this really what's going on? You know, because I'm just, you know, I don't believe it, you know. I don't believe half of what I'm told, you know. So, I mean, where do you stand on that? Like, do you think that the government is going to be hiding less shit now that people are kind of woken up to these facts?
See, my thing is, okay, so the government has dug themselves into a hole that they can't get themselves out of, because like they say certain shit, and the certain shit that they're trying to hide, people catch on for certain shit that they say, like the whole fucking wearing the mask thing. If you think about it, people don't even know about this, but if you think about it, before the whole COVID shit started, this shit started as a fucking filter on Snapchat. People wearing masks as a filter on Snapchat, and then look, a couple months later, everybody's wearing masks. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Government can't hide shit like that. They try to be slick, but they can't, because a lot of people are starting to catch on now, and that's the big issue.
Well, and speaking of COVID, have you gotten the COVID vaccine?
Nah, hell no. I don't trust that shit for nothing.
Right. I haven't either, you know, and I've had some family members get the vaccine and stuff like that, but you know, I'll just say this right now. You know, yesterday I was at a doctor's appointment for my son, and his doctor, she was stressing the importance of getting the COVID vaccine because, I told her that I haven't gotten it, and she just kept stressing and stressing it. And I know she's just trying to do her job and everything like that, but I kind of feel like, oh, it's so safe. I'm like, really? I hear about these people who have died since they got the vaccine.
Yeah, see, nah. See, my big point is, all right, I don't know if you've been seeing it around, but a lot of people that have got the vaccine, there's fucking magnets sticking to them. Like, that shit is fucking crazy. Like, no bullshit. How the fuck people have AIDS and stuff like that, and y'all couldn't come up with a cure for years, but within a year, y'all come up with a vaccine? Like, nah, I'm good on that. I already know what's up.
Right, yeah, man. Like, I seen something on Facebook, too, where people were able to stick quarters to their arm, in the same spot that got the COVID shot. And I'm just like, what the fuck? There's just, everything's just so suspect when it comes to COVID-19.
Then again, I don't know if you ever noticed this. When people get a flu shot, they even get a little sick after. And that's the whole thing with me. Like, I'm not, most people who have got the vaccine, and this is like proven facts, most people that I know have got the vaccine have supposedly gotten COVID after. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck that. All said and done.
Right, man. Like, hell, a buddy of mine, he got the COVID vaccine, and then his leg started swelling up like a balloon. And he didn't, and they couldn't even, tell him why it was, And then they said, well, it could have been a side effect from the COVID vaccine. I'm like, what the fuck? Come on, man.
See, the thing that gets me is, I don't know if you noticed, there's a lot of fucking celebrities and shit trying to, advertise the fucking vaccine like it's something good. And that's why I just, I tell people, if people are actually thinking about getting the vaccine and they're around me, I'm going to tell them, yo, I don't think that's a good idea. And then I'm going to state all the facts of why it's not a good idea.
Right. And then, I've had people, family members telling me that I should get the vaccine. I'm like, why? Have you not heard about, the potential side effects and people dying after they got the COVID vaccination? Why would I do that,
And I'm actually a firm believer on the whole Mark of Beast thing, and I think that's what it is.
Do you think that the COVID vaccine might have some tracking capability?
Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that next. I don't know if you ever seen it, but there was actually a little, I don't know if I would call it a commercial, but this is when I was 13 years old. There was a whole thing where people getting a fucking chip in their hand or something like that, and you can actually use that chip as a card, a credit card and shit like that.
Yeah.
But that's where I get the whole thing from, because I think that's what they're trying to do now. Instead of, they're trying to take it off the topic that it goes inside the hand, and just now it's supposedly the vaccine that goes in your arm, and then this whole shit with the whole magnetic thing. I feel like that's the mark of the beast shit that they talk about in the Bible, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. That's a thing. They've been warning us about this, and not just music, but people who been posting conspiracy videos on YouTube, that the possibility of microchip technology being inserted into your skin, people who thought it was crazy then might think differently now.
Yeah, of course. I don't know if you ever heard of him. You ever heard of Elon Musk?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thing that he's coming up with, and he tried it a couple months ago, but I think the project failed. He's coming up with a project to cover up the sun and keep it covered with I think it's a balloon type thing that's going to cover the sun. And I don't know about that, because a lot of stuff in life generates in the sun, as in flowers, trees, and trees was what makes oxygen, so it's to breathe. So if there's no sun, everything's gonna die. Like, this shit's crazy.
That, I mean, I don't know why he would think that'd be a good idea, because like you said, you know, there's so much that relies on the sun and that solar energy, you know, like the solar panels and everything. Yeah, that doesn't quite make sense to me, why he would come up with something like that.
Yeah, it literally makes no sense. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the government is just made to fuck us over. Like, at first, I'm not even gonna lie, like, a couple years ago, a lot of people weren't woke to this shit, so the government wasn't on shit as serious. But now that a lot of people are waking up and they know what the fuck is going on, government's trying to come up with new shit. Supposedly there's a new strain of COVID that's deadlier. Like, I'm not believing any of that shit.
Do you believe that COVID-19 was a controlled infection?
I mean, all right, so what I think it was, if it was something, I believe it was like a flu, okay, like a flu or something. And the thing is, when people go inside these hospitals and think that they have COVID, I think that they just go in with like a little cold and shit. And the thing that kills people is when the hospitals put them on ventilators and shit.
Yes.
That's what's killing people.
I agree with that, you know, because... like, the ventilator was actually what was killing them, you know? Wasn't the virus itself, you know? And I did hear that, you know, some hospitals were actually, like, not going the ventilator route, but they were using, like, plasma and shit to kind of help the patient out and stuff. But that's what they were doing, you know? Like, hell, when this all started, like, a couple months after COVID was running rampant, my homie Marcel posted something on Facebook, and there was a doctor, and she was coming out, speaking out about this, her hospital's practices, and saying that they were killing people by putting them on the ventilators. I was like, I'm like, wow, like this lady's got is pretty fucking brave for, you know, coming out and saying that shit.
Yo, the craziest thing too, a lot of people, I feel like, are catching COVID because of the fucking swabs that they're getting tested with. Because I seen a video of this dude, and this is an actual video. This dude went to get a COVID test. He came with a brand new box of cotton swabs. He said, yo, can I test myself with this? And y'all just get the sample. They completely denied him. And this whole shit is like fake. Like, they're just, like I said before, they're literally just using COVID as a distraction for something bigger that's going to happen, as in, well, my case is covering, like, the Blue Beam Project with the whole UFO shit and a bunch of other shit that they're coming up with.
Wow. I mean, you might be right in an aspect, you know, because, you know, they tend to create something that's a distraction, that way it covers up a bigger thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing with the media, like, the government, they cannot control the media like they used to, you know? Shit's gonna get out, man, and people are gonna see it.
Nah, that's true.
But, yeah, let's get back to the music. You know, you're from Boston, and another thing, too, like, Joyner Lucas, he's someone who comes from Massachusetts. I think he's from Worcester, and he's blown up in a tremendous way. And you and Nonchalantly Zay, you guys are from Boston, and you know how important is it for you to represent your guys' city?
I mean, I love Boston, bro. Like, I got this shit tatted on me. Like, Boston is, you know what I'm saying, my hometown. And the only thing with Boston is I feel like we're slept on a lot because everybody has beef with somebody and nobody wants to fucking grow. But then again, like, a lot of people from Boston have made it out. But if you realize, the people that made it out of Boston don't really give that limelight to Boston, because Boston is a place where, like, we're made to be slept on. And the last person who made it known that they're really from Boston, and I'm not going to say it because a lot of people don't like this guy from Boston, but the person that really put Boston on the map was Benzino. And No bullshit, and a lot of people don't like him. But then again, he does represent the city in a big point, because when people think about him, first thing you don't think, oh, he's from Boston, because he actually he makes it be known. But like Cousin Stiz and shit, or other people from Boston, or like Coi Leray is from Roxbury, but she don't make it known that she's from Boston, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Right, and you said that, you know, like where you're from, people got beef with everybody, and you know, no one wants to try to grow. That's exactly how I fucking feel about the town I'm in right now, man. Like, I'm just gonna say this right now, you know, I should be more appreciated in my community than I really am, but people in this town fucking hate me for some reason, and I think it's because I try to be positive. And they don't like that shit.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you something. And this is something I noticed with the whole NBN shit, too. And not to, you know what I'm saying, get back on that. But a lot of people do not fuck with positivity. And I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't care to be saying this. I just want to put my people on. But peep how I drop shit consistently. And then as soon as I drop a diss song, that shit does numbers. People love fucking drama nowadays. We're just living in a drama world. Nobody loves positivity and none of that shit. That's why I'm coming up with a tape with Zay to promote nothing but positivity, because the world literally moves around drama. And anybody who's doing something positive does not get the limelight that they deserve. Like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're doing something positive. You're putting a lot of artists on, and nobody respects it because nobody likes positivity, and that's just how the world is.
Exactly, man. And I mean, yeah, and you hit on the head, man. You know, people thrive on negative shit, negative feelings. You know, I'm not about that, man. You know, I've never been about that. You know, I mean, yeah, at one point in time in my life, I might have been, you know, negative in some aspect, but you know, that's not who I am. You know, I like to help people out, you know, like everything I'm doing with Family First Records, you know, it's about helping people out and help people grow.
And that's why Family First Records was made, because a lot of these labels, they're not, you know what I'm saying? You're signing your fucking life away with these labels, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you see how when you started with Family First, we're not asking you to fucking sign a fucking paper or nothing like that. We're family, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to promote positivity and actually give a spotlight to the artists that's trying to do positive shit and don't get the limelight that they should because they do the positive shit.
Exactly. You know, and you know, we talked about that too 2 days ago when I had Zay on and his brother John. You know, like, you know, we're not making people sign any contracts. You know, we're not trying to make you sign a contract and then shelve you for so or however long. You know, we want to help people grow. You know, it's all voluntary. You know, we're not making anyone do anything. You know, it's all about that love, support, positivity.
That's why I fuck with it, bro. Know what I'm saying? I told Jay when he first came out, yo, I'm down with you, bro, because this shit, me and Zay grew up in the streets a lot, and we've done a lot of negative shit in our life, you know what I'm saying? But now it's time for a change, bro, you know what I'm saying? They already got kids, but for me, when I have kids, you know what I'm saying? I want them to see the positive side. I don't want my kids to be around certain people and they'd be like, oh, your pops is negative or some shit. Like, it's nothing but positivity around this now.
Right, and that's something too, you know, like, we bring up the whole kids thing, you know, with my son, you know, like, everything I do is for him, you know, because I want to leave behind something great for him.
Yep.
That's
the whole point, bro.
Right, exactly, you know, and anyone who's listening to this, our parents and stuff, you know, like, leave behind something for your kids to have when you're gone, you know? Like, don't leave behind a bunch of negative shit or broken pieces of yourself for them to piece back together. That's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to your well, our manager, Chris, you know, in the pre-interview and stuff like that. And he says you're working on a new album or a new project at the moment. Can you give us some details about that?
Okay, so the whole Montana the Don thing, that was just a build-up towards the album. A little mixtape just for the wait. But the whole album thing is called My Gift. And the thing I'm trying to do with this album, this is like, all right, I don't know if you ever heard of this, but music is basically based on frequency. And if anybody really wanted to, they could tweak with their frequency and like trigger your depression, like anything in your brain. Like they could trigger your depression, your happiness, your anger. See, my whole thing is with this album is I'm trying to trigger positivity because everybody's so negative minded. And with this album, what I'm going to do is I'm going to trigger people to think positive. And it might have a little rap, a couple rap songs on it, but the whole main thing about this album is positivity. And the whole thing is the cover on it is a cover of my chain. And the chain represents, to me, is positivity. So this is where it all comes in. And I'm showing people my gift from the side of positivity. That's the whole thing with the album.
I love that concept, man. And you're right. You know, music is definitely all about frequency because a certain sound can trigger a certain emotion. You know, like, I mean, if it was some type of, you know, hard banger type beat, then yeah, you're going to, you know, get pumped up by it. Or, you know, if it's a dark, depressive beat, then you're going to feel sad about it, you know? But yeah, music is definitely all about frequency, for sure.
Yep, and I noticed that a lot.
And also, I heard that you're working on a music video. Can you give us some details about that?
Yeah, I had this music video done for a while, and it just has to get fixed. Yeah, this is like one of my old songs. This is like, because I used to go by this, I still do. I go by this name called The Facer, and when people call me The Facer, that means I just like face bump to myself. So I have that video dropping very soon. It's just finished getting edited, and I'm actually trying to, there's a song, I don't know if you heard it, by me, Zay, and Postman L called Praise the Most High. What I wanted to do was shoot some scenes out here and then have Postman L shoot some scenes in South Africa and put them together as like a video. Like, that's just what I'm trying to work on. I already got the cameraman that he said he's down for it and everything.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, in my opinion. You know, especially if you can get Postman L featured on a music video, you know, kind of bring that international type of feel to it. Yeah, man, I think it would go over really well.
Yeah, so, but yeah, my next music video, which is the Facer video, should be dropping within like a month or so.
All right, well, I'll be on the lookout for that. We'll be posted on YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be posted everywhere.
Okay, all right.
On the video websites.
So, something that I wanted to ask you, which platform do you think is the best for independent artists to be seen on?
I mean, it's like, see, things change where like music goes by waves to me, and like a couple years ago, I feel like SoundCloud was the wave. That's why like certain songs you'll see on YouTube by me, you won't see on SoundCloud, but I really feel like, you know what I'm saying? Right now, the wave is like Apple Music or I forgot the thing, or Bandcamp or stuff like that. I feel like people should just start putting their shit on a platform to where they can actually see 100% profit. But SoundCloud is good, but right now, I feel like Apple Music and Pandora is the way to go.
Right, because, I mean, to be honest, I mean, like, you have got to, I mean, yeah, you definitely want your music out there on every major platform, but at the same time, you know, you need to be able to connect with people and build an audience and build a fan base, you know? So, I mean, it's just about, like, finding where the people are listening, you know? And I definitely think Apple Music and Pandora, is a way to go, and also to profit as well.
Yeah. Then again, it's like when you come to like these labels and stuff, or people like big hip hop heads or people in the industry, you have to have a body of music. People is not gonna listen to you just because you're on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a body of work. Like you should be able to ask your phone, look up on Siri, yo, look up my music, and it should be able to pop up. I feel like that should be for everybody.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I don't know if you use Amazon products that often, but I have an Echo Dot, and I can say, Alexa, pull up my podcast, and it pulls up the Cody Springer Show. So, I mean, definitely have those distribution tools in front of you.
Yep.
It definitely goes a long way.
Hey, shout out to Amazon too. I got my music on there.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to Amazon Music. Yeah, man, Amazon's a good platform too, for sure.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to tell your fans before we can close out this interview?
Hey, what I want to tell everybody is spread love. Only thing positive, put out positivity. You receive the energy you give. So everybody, positive shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cody Tyler on the show. Shout out to Chris. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Zay. Family First Records. Shout out to everybody. You know?
All right, man. Mac, thank you for taking the time to do the interview with me today. I really appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast with Mac Montana, 3K Montana, doing his thing. You guys need to go support Mac Montana's music. He's on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and anywhere you can listen to Mac Montana. So be on the lookout for his future projects. He's got that music video that he said he's coming out with. It's gonna drop in a month from now. And Family First Records, we're doing it big. As far as future guests on the Cody Springer Show is concerned, I got Two Shot Gabe. He and I are planned to do a podcast on Tuesday, so he'll be returning to the show. And then Big Figure J, Saturday, May 29th, and I may have someone coming on the show in between those two podcasts, but nothing's really set in stone. But be on the lookout for all new episodes of the Cody Springer Show, and be sure to follow the Instagram page for the show, which is at the Cody Springer Show, where I'll be uploading clips from past episodes and current episodes of the show. All right, guys, take care, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Peace.